All right, it is 8:44. A little rainy out there this morning. This is not Chamber of Commerce weather, but I think by the end of the day we will see a nicer day. Joining us right now is the president of the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce, Thelma Castillo. Good morning, Thelma.
Good morning, Paul.
Getting set for another business after 5. This comes up tomorrow, right?
Yep, we have a business after 5 tomorrow, October 8th, from 5 to 7 at the Vintage Tavern restaurant, and they're sponsoring as well as Landmark Management of Port Huron.
Very nice.
So we hope to have some people come out and join us on the upper deck of the restaurant. So we'll be social distancing and wearing a mask, and you know, still trying to do a little bit of the referrals and interaction with one another, with still making sure that we're in compliance with the COVID restrictions that we have in place.
Indeed, such a fine line to walk. You want to make sure that everybody is able to connect and network as usual. And we kind of have all had our fill of Zoom meetings. It's kind of nice to see each other in person, but we got to do it smart and safely too.
You're right, Paul. And we've had a couple of business after 5. You know, we did stop them for a while because of all the restrictions that were in place, not only for our county, but for the state of Michigan. And we're not really sure if we're going to be able to do another one this year because of some of the restrictions that are in place. We know that, you know, there was a Supreme Court decision made, but it still, I think, causes a lot of confusion, not only for us, but for our business owners, for the people that live in this county. You know, how do we go forward to make sure that, one, we're keeping our employees safe, we're keeping our customers safe, and yet we're in compliance and we don't make any wrong decisions so that we end up being fined in any way. We want to have a safe opportunity for our members to engage with one another. Some are new members that really want to connect with some of our members. And it's so, you know, 2020 has been very difficult for a lot of reasons.
It has indeed, and yet somehow the chamber continues to move forward, bring new members aboard, and still provide those opportunities for everyone to network. But Thelma, I can imagine that a lot of business owners here in our area, and across the state for that matter, have a lot of questions following that Supreme Court ruling last week that essentially strikes down the governor's executive orders. Now what do we do? And that's got to be the question everybody's asking.
Right. And, you know, I'm not a public official or elected official, and I have a lot of questions, but I really think our government needs to come together and work together to make the right decisions to keep us safe. You know, I know a lot of people did not agree with all the things that the governor was doing in terms of how she was making some of these decisions on her own. She claimed it was with public health officials, but again, there was a lot of controversial with that. A lot of controversy with that. But I also think that she did keep us safe, and our numbers are down compared to some of the other counties. And so in respect to that, I think that we were doing the right things. And I know that people are still trying to figure out where do we go from here. So I really hope the legislature and the executive office comes together, decide how do we move forward so we continue to keep our small businesses safe, to keep our people safe, to keep our customers, you know, knowing what they can do, and support the small business owners. Because, again, we don't want to go and have a recurrence of our numbers spiking, because we don't want that to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, as we get closer to winter, as these nice days where you can gather on the roof at the Vintage or, you know, have outside events, those are going to be coming to an end pretty soon, aren't they?
That's why we don't know if we'll be able to do any more business after 5 after today or after tomorrow, because, again, we want to be in compliance. We want to make sure that people have the outside piece to it if they choose to be outside, because, you know, there's still a lot of people that are afraid to go into close quarters with other people that they haven't been around. And I get that. There's some days I don't want to do things because of that reason. So I can only imagine how other people may feel when they may have their own health issues, but yet they want to have that human interaction. I know it's a fine line. I know people really want to get out there, talk to one another. We had 10 new members in the month of September, which is kind of unheard of in terms of some of the things that are happening. But now more than ever, small business owners need to interact with one another, and they know the chamber is that opportunity to do so. And yesterday, we actually got two new members for the month of October.
Wow.
So people still want to be engaged. People still want to help one another. And they feel the chamber is the right stepping stone to do that, not only for themselves, but for their business. And we want to make sure we're offering opportunities to do that. We have done the business after five for the last couple of months in person, but we do other Zoom programs to make sure that we aren't making, you know, people are not feeling afraid to participate and come out and do things. And there's other options available to them to learn and to interact and to network with one another. Because networking is what it's about, right?
Yeah.
Talking to one another.
It has been interesting, Thelma, to see new businesses pop up in these last few months. And I know that it, you know, hasn't been rosy for everybody, and we've had some businesses that have suffered in our area. But there are entrepreneurs, people out there that are going out on a limb and starting new businesses, even in this uncertain time.
I think it's a sign of the times that people have said, well, you know, this isn't working out for me, so let me try this.
Mm-hmm.
And it is exciting to see entrepreneurs take that step, take that leap, take that risk. So they're like, well, what do I have to lose at this point, right? You know, maybe it'll just add a little more debt to my plate. But then on the flip side to it, it could be a really exciting opportunity for me. And it is exciting to see that people are taking that opportunity to make those changes in their life and really help the community as a whole by stepping up and saying, this has always been my dream. Let's try it and see if it works.
Well, if you want to connect with local business owners, Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce, Business After 5, up on the roof at the Vintage Tavern tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m.
Yep, and we hope to see you there with your mask and some smiles. I know it's going to be tough to see the smiles with the mask, but some great conversation, be some great food, and come on out for a couple hours and interact with your fellow business members.
All right, sounds good. Thelma, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.